On April 21st, 2016, ISIS massacred 250 women who refused to become sex slaves for the organization. Imagine being held by a terrorist group like ISIS and told you had a choice: become a sex slave or death. What is it with a lot of the world's religions when it comes to women? Oh, sure. A lot of faith leaders will proclaim that females are honored and cherished and highly thought of, except when it comes to positions of influence and authority in those same faith. So do me a favor. Let me know how many women are priests, bishops, or popes in the Roman Catholic Church. How many women are imams or ayatollahs in Islam? How many women hold senior positions in Judaism, or Sikhism, or Buddhism, or whatever? Not many, eh? It is of no surprise, then, that when it comes to terrorist groups with a religious base, women are second-class citizens as a rule. Sure, there are exceptions, but these were in secular terrorist outfits. There were females amongst the anarchists in the late 19th and early 20th century Western society. Half the leadership of the eponymous Bader-Meinhof gang was female. And many suicide bombers within the LTTE Tamil Tigers were women. So yes, it does happen. Furthermore, it does not happen, as a rule, in Islamist terrorist groups, and there are very few exceptions. This may stem from the fact that the faith underlying these violent extremists is in itself misogynist and anti-female. Islam may be no better or worse than other monotheistic or polytheistic religions, but the terrorist groups that use its teachings sure are a nasty bunch. Enter the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS. Its crimes against humanity are legion and do not need to be repeated. Suffice to say that when it came to women and girls, the terrorist organization engaged in the despicable practice of capturing females to serve as, quote, wives, meaning sex slaves, for ISIS terrorists. The fate of the Yazidis is particularly illustrative in this regard. What happened, then, to those women who refused to become the sexual playthings of terrorists? Well, they were killed, as today's featured attack shows. On this day in 2016, ISIS executed 250 women who refused to kowtow to their perverted desires in the Iraqi city of Mosul. That city was under ISIS control at the time, and who knows how many atrocities were committed against civilians by those Islamist assholes. ISIS may not be the terrorist group it once was, although it has not disappeared completely, despite what some leaders say, but the horrors visited upon women and girls will never go away. There is one fate, and one fate only, for the men who mistreat humans in this manner. Dustin Hoffman, playing Captain Hook in the 1991 film Hook, said it best: kill them. Kill them all.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media, by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.